The Priorities Super PAC is an offshoot of Vermont Priorities, a group that advocates for liberal issues in Vermont. Lobbyist Bob Stannard is the Super PAC's treasurer and Vermont Priorities chair. Stannard says he actually dislikes the concept of Super PACs, but formed it for a couple of reasons.
First of all, there was a ruling in Vermont recently that basically allowed for such things to happen. And we're looking for some clarity from the Attorney General's office as a result of Judge Sessions' ruling. But the real reason is that we want to draw some attention to the fact that super PACs are not such a good thing, at least we don't feel so, and the only way we're going to change the rules of the game or to participate in the game. I didn't write the rules for campaign financing, but it's the new paradigm in which we live, and I learned a long time ago the only way you get to have an effect on changing things is to participate. And so we're somewhat left with no choice other than to participate in the super PAC.
Super PACs are a gray area in Vermont law, and this is the first filing that creates one within the state. The Vermont Secretary of State's office has received its bank designation form as required, but Secretary of State Jim Condos is waiting for a ruling from the State Attorney General's office as to the legality of the group.
There's nothing really written in our state laws that talk about super PACs, so we have consulted with the AG's office, and they're doing their legal research to come up with an opinion on how we should be dealing with this. This is the first time we've seen it here in Vermont, and since there's nothing in our statutes that talk about super PACs, we're going to wait and hear what the Attorney General's opinion is.
Vermont's Attorney General is expected to rule next week. Again, Bob Stannard.
Frankly, it would be terrific if they ruled that these things were not valid in Vermont, in which case then we had defined the landscape, which is part of what we're attempting to do here. But if it turns out that they are a legitimate tool to be used by folks, then it only made sense to us to be first in the door.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis believes Vermont would be on shaky legal ground if they try to regulate organizations that are truly independent of candidates running for public office.
About 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in an important case from Montana that the Citizens United decision applies to local and state elections as well as to federal elections. And my reading of that decision from Montana is the state of Vermont really cannot do anything to restrict independent expenditures in political campaigns at the state level. That area is totally under the control of federal law, and that Citizens United governs the activities of the state governments as well as the federal government in this area.
The Vermont Secretary of State notes that under Vermont law, a PAC can donate directly to an individual candidate and can act on behalf of a candidate. Super PACs are intended to operate independently of candidates and to have no contact nor coordination with a candidate. Calls to the Vermont Attorney General's office were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.